This is episode 1952 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm happy to report to you I have my voice back. If you've been listening to this week's series, and especially last week's series, you will have noticed I had a pretty hoarse voice as I was recording the podcast episodes. I am finally recovered, and it's so good to have my voice back. Thank you so much for your patience while I recovered. This week, the theme is all about allowing change. And I wonder what kind of change you've been allowing into your life. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you that sometimes you might not really be ready for big changes. I shared with you a saying from Chinese medicine where it's important not to have too many balls in the air at once. Just have one ball in the air at a time. That way, if you drop it, you can easily run after it. You can bounce it. You can dribble it, you can throw it in the air, you can focus on this one ball. So when you are creating change in your life, honor that change takes time and energy and focus. In this week's series, you've had a challenge. Your challenge has been to have many moments where you allow whatever your mind and body is trying to tell you. It's very common, especially these days, to be distracted or stressed or overwhelmed, overworked, overtired. And this doesn't often allow you to listen to the signals and messages that your mind and your body are trying to tell you. Many times you can end up sick and you finally say, yes, I needed to slow down. And it's often not so much the physical work you might be processing, but many times it's the emotional work you are processing that can leave you fatigued and worn out. I know that for myself, I was taking on too many different, very emotional types of commitments with people, and it really wore me out. And I think that's why my resistance was so low and I became sick. So think about yourself now. What is your mind and body trying to tell you? As you give yourself these mini moments to allow yourself to listen to your inner wisdom, your meditation technique for today is a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands. We have a lot of nerve endings on our fingers and in our hands. And when you position them a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. It's similar to yoga or acupressure. The mudra for today is the Kundalini Mudra. This is a powerful mudra. It's simple to do, and there is a photo of the mudra on my social network sites, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, and I think that's all. Those are the areas where I have been committed to sharing the daily techniques with you. So you can go back and take a look at the technique. And I leave a little insight there if you want to review or just go a little more deeply into the different week's topics. So you'll find the Kundalini Mudra there waiting for you. It's a pretty simple mudra to do. Hold your hands right at your chest or in your lap. And then with your left finger, extend your left index finger upward and fold your left fingers down into your palm and place your left thumb over those fingers in your palm. So it looks like you're making the number one sign with your index finger extended upward. And hold your palm to your chest. Then take your right hand and encircle those fingers around that extended left index finger. And then with your right thumb, press it downward over the tip of the left index finger. That is the Kundalini Mudra. This mudra does something very important. It connects you with the world around you. This is a mudra that's all about feeling connected. Your inner world and your outer world, and with loved ones and with people who are also in your life that you might not even know so well. So do this mudra as you sit in your challenge for this week. Every day I encourage you to do the mini moments challenge to allow change. And listen to what your mind and body are telling you. And then think about the change you're wanting to create in your life. Maybe you've already started creating this change because you are ready to step up to something new. You might even do a change that is more subtle. Maybe every day you're going to focus on improving some aspect of your life. Maybe you will eat better one day, and that will be a change. And the next day, you may find that you need to have a little more fun. You've been too serious recently. So you watch a funny movie or call someone who makes you smile. These are small changes that add up over time when done consistently. And just as with meditation, whatever you do consistently creates the biggest change. So this is your meditation technique for today. Settle yourself down and listen to what your mind and body are telling you to do. The full guided meditations, as always, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try for 2 weeks free access. You are so worth slowing down for.